This is exactly what body shaming does, right? It puts you in a position where you're constantly doubting yourself, you're analyzing their comments and wondering, perhaps it's true, like you're thinking, and sometimes you analyze it so much, you almost begin to believe it and tailor your life around it. And it's a problem. It's a body image issue, and I cannot talk about body image without talking about some of the issues responsible for it and how to navigate it. Hello, and you are welcome to the Love and Self-Esteem Podcast with Temi Tokwe and Yon Yemi. If this is your first time here, it is so good to have you here. Thank you for clicking that listen button. And if this is not your first time listening, if you're a returning listener, how are you doing? You're the real family, guys. Thank you for always coming back each week to hear what I have to say. I do not take it for granted. All right, so this conversation is a really emotional one for me because I have been on the receiving end of this a number of times, and I can tell you for free that it's not a good thing to experience. From the title, you can already tell what I'm talking about, and yeah, body shaming. If you've ever been body shamed, you'll be able to relate to some of the issues and the emotions that come with it. The way it makes you doubt and question yourself, it's really not a good feeling. And let me start by sharing a story. Sometime this year, I was walking past the market with a friend, and of course, I was wearing my thing. I was wearing a shorts and a t-shirt. So I was walking through the market trying to search for the thing that I wanted to buy. And if you know anything about me, is that I actually really hate going to the market. So just imagine the stress I was already feeling by being in the market. But then I was searching for, I had gone around the entire market searching for what I wanted to buy. And then I was at the end of the market, and one man looks at me and says, "This girl," "this girl, you're too thin." He actually said it in Pidgin, but I don't know exactly how to say it in Pidgin here. But basically what he said centered around, "This girl, you're too thin. Will you be able to have a boyfriend?" I really wish I could say that in Pidgin, but when I do, I'll come back to this and I'll say it. But then he basically tried to tell me that I was too thin and asked me if I'll be able to get a boyfriend looking like that. And that was basically what he said, because I can't think of the perfect way that he said it. And after hearing that, my heart sank. For context, that was not the first time, or even the last time, to be honest, I'll be getting comments like that. But for some reason, that particular one got to me, and I felt really, really hurt. I was in the market and I was seriously having to fight tears. I mean, serious tears. It wasn't, "Oh, I feel bad," and I actually wanted to cry, and I had to fight it because I was with a friend and I was in the market. I got to my house and I started thinking, like a million thoughts came to my mind, and you know, maybe he has a point. Maybe somebody my size can't have a boyfriend. Maybe I should work on looking bigger. Maybe, and everything. And this is exactly what body shaming does, right? It puts you in a position where you're constantly doubting yourself. You're analyzing their comments and wondering, perhaps it's true. Like you're thinking, and sometimes you analyze it so much, you almost begin to believe it and tailor your life around it. And it's a problem. It's a body image issue, and I cannot talk about body image without talking about some of the issues responsible for it and how to navigate it. And when I say navigate, I do not mean that, oh, we are going to all of a sudden stop people from body shaming all over the world. I mean, I wish we could, but to be honest, I mean, I wish we could really, but what I mean is that how do we learn to focus less on these people and their comments and not let it affect us so much? I think this is very important because it is something that has helped me through this journey, because body shaming is something that doesn't look like it's going to end anytime soon, right? Sadly, there'll always be toxic people somewhere. There'll always be people who project their insecurities on other people. So what exactly is the way out? The first thing I want to talk about is building a positive body image. Yeah, I can't escape that. You see, a positive body image is not a destination that you get when you finally hit your dream body or hit your body goals and, you know, your gym body. Like I said in the first episode of this season, a positive body image is understanding that your worth is not in what you look like. or the standard of beauty that the society has even set out. It's a journey and there's no pressure. I'm sure I have said this thing like a million times already, that I'm sounding like a broken record already, but this is why this podcast season was birthed. I mean, I could easily have just done one or two episodes on loving your body, feeling good about yourself all the time, and blocking your ears to negative comments, and that'll be it. But then they'll be counterproductive, right? That's why this is a whole season dedicated to holding your hands and walking you through the process. A positive body image is when the way you feel about your body does not affect what you think about yourself. It is when you are able to maintain a healthy relationship with yourself and the world around you, regardless of what you see in the mirror and the measuring scales and tapes. It basically says, I might not always love my body, but I can still live a happy life. I mean, I tell people a lot that I do not always love my body, and they are shocked because I don't look or act like it. But yeah, it's the truth, and that's because I now understand that my body is just, you know, well, my body. And if it is one part of me that is constantly changing, right, and therefore it is not big enough to be worth my worth is hinged on. And I said constantly changing because the body is too fickle to be what you hinge your worth on. Have you seen how fast the body can change, right? Today you are slim, tomorrow your stomach is flat, next acne is building apartments on your face. So the body can be there doing its thing while I'm here doing my thing. And now, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that you shouldn't take care of your body. If you know anything or you listen to my podcast, you know that I'm all about taking care of your body. I'm even going to be doing an episode on this sometime in the future. So what I'm saying is, you're a human being worthy and whole regardless of your body type or your body features. So when people make body shaming comments at you, understand that it does not define you. Somebody expressing ease or her displeasure in how you look does not equal to a worthless you, right? Sometimes people are toxic for no reason. Sometimes people project their insecurities on other people so they can feel good. Sometimes people have body preferences and choose to force people who don't match their preferences. So that doesn't even make sense, but I mean, it's what it is. Yeah. And I have come to realize that there is a way that people are expected to look. There's a way that the society expects you to look at certain age. I mean, if you don't look this way, you might not get a husband. I mean, this is something that I hear and see almost all the time. And this is so because of cultural expectations. Sometimes just societal standards doing this thing. You're supposed to look a certain way to be perceived a certain way. I mean, if you look back into the days of our four fathers, or like if you know the history of this whole body image thing, back then women the standard for beauty was larger and plumper ladies, because for them it was a sign that you were feeding well. It represented the wealth of that person, and losing weight was a sign that you were on the other side of the spectrum. In other words, you were poor. So there was a stigma attached to smaller bodies. I'm talking about the 17th century and stuff. And fast forward to 21st century now, and slim ladies are the big deal right now. If only the people in those other centuries knew that things were going to change. I mean, even now, men are expected to grow abs and have that skinny but gym body. And why am I saying all of this? Standards are constantly changing. The fact that people can wake up in one century and decide that this is how the human body is supposed to look like is proof that it is not something that can be banked on. Talk more hinging your self-esteem on, right? Another thing is to set your boundaries. No, I know that this one is easier said than done. I mean, I've been there, and that's why I did an episode on assertiveness. I think it's titled Building Confidence 101 Assertiveness. So listen to it after this one. I'm going to link the podcast, the episode, to this description box. But yeah, it is okay to let people know that there are some things or jokes that they cannot make around you, and you won't be a bad person, right? Of course, here we believe in communicating our thoughts and displeasure respectfully. Sometimes some people do not actually mean to intentionally body shame you. And I know it's actually hard to believe, but yeah, it's the truth. Some people don't mean for their remark to come off as body shaming. So be discerning enough to know and tell their intention and correct them with grace. There are some jokes I don't allow people see around me. There are some things that I do not allow people see around me, or comments I don't allow them make around me, because it can be quite triggering for me, right? So be quick to let people know that they just, you know, body shamed you and you don't appreciate it. Don't allow people make demeaning comments and jokes about your body. I mean, sometimes I see a lot of jokes and on stretch marks on the internet, on boobs and on ass, and I'm just here like, what makes them think that they have the right to dictate how my body should be designed? Like, I'm almost always in shock. But yeah, there's some jokes that my friends and I can actually make about our bodies that are not demeaning. We just make jokes and laugh about them, and that's it. A demeaning joke is one that makes you doubt yourself, or one that makes you question your worth, and jokes like that are not good for you or your mental health. So be quick to point them out. Check the people you follow on social media. What do they post about? What are they constantly preaching about? If they are toxic, and if you can tell that they're always promoting content that are insulting or degrading people's bodies, be quick to follow and be quick to unfollow and block when necessary. I do it a lot for my peace of mind. And one important thing to add here rather is to make sure that you're not the one that is actually body shaming yourself, because it is very, very easy to fall into that trap. So make sure you're not the one body shaming yourself or making those demeaning comments to yourself, saying things like, nobody's going to love me because of how I look, or I might not be able to get this or that. I can't seem to get why examples are not coming to my head, but yeah, making comments like that is an example of you body shaming yourself. As a personal example, remember that story I shared at the beginning of this episode and how it made me start questioning myself? The story I shared of going to the market and somebody saying something at me. So when that happened, I asked myself if he was right. Maybe I might not be able to get a boyfriend, in quotes. But then I had to sit down and coach myself for myself. I started reminding myself that it's his opinion and it doesn't affect me, it doesn't define me, and that the entirety of my being is not in my body or getting into a relationship. You know, I had to just give myself some ginger, right? So my point is, be sure that you're not the one body shaming yourself. So when those tempting thoughts come to question your worth, you know, be able to counter them with the truth. And be sure also that you are not contributing to body shaming other people, whether subtle or pronounced. You know, sometimes we can body shame people and not know that that's what we're doing. So pronounced would be outrightly telling them or outrightly making demeaning comments about their bodies. But subtle would be like body shaming them, but not actually body shaming them. I wish I could explain that better. For example, you say things like, oh, you have to put on weight if you want to get married fast. Or what? I'm trying to think of other examples that I can give. For some weird reason, examples are really, really skipping my head. But yeah, just be sure that you're not part of the people contributing to body shaming in whatever way too. And now, as a quick detour, there's something I want to talk about. And we have already established that we are anti-body shaming, and any comment that demeans us or seeks to make us question or doubt our worth, we are not doing that here. And when people do it, we're going to let them know that this is what they just did and we do not appreciate it. But at the same time, I have seen people call body shaming what it is not. Right? Hear me out. So my friend can be genuinely concerned for my health, see that I am getting slimmer or fatter than I was, and respectfully point it out and not be body shaming me. Right? Note, the key word here is respectfully, because we are still not disrespectfully commenting on people's bodies. But in the same vein, I wouldn't walk up to a total stranger and tell them, oh, there is this thing on your face and you need to work on it, right? But I do not believe that telling people that you notice this and that about a change in their bodies is body shaming. Granted that you are doing it the right way and your intention is just love and genuine care for them. And chances are that you want to continue to indulge in whatever practices led to that change in your body, or you just don't like that it has been pointed out. And that's not nice, because if you're not open to corrections, how are you going to get better? How are you going to grow? So I believe that people should be, or your friend rather, should be able to tell you, oh, I noticed this, without you thinking that they're toxic and wanting to cut them off and stuff, right? And you know that here, we are all about personal development and we're all about growth. A healthy self-esteem is being able to accept honest and genuine corrections without thinking that the person is trying to get at you, and this includes your body. A positive self-esteem knows that what this person says about them does not define them. So I can point out one area of your life that needs attention and correction. I'm not saying that all of you has a problem, right? And if the person by any chance struck a chord, there's a way to let them know respectfully too. I think I have two episodes on handling confrontations, and I'm going to link all of this episodes that I have been mentioning in the description box of this episode, so you can listen to them after this one, of course. But yeah, like I said earlier, I believe that people should be able to, and I keep saying people that you know, because I don't think I would take it lightly if a stranger walks up to me to say hey. But yeah, people that you know should be able to correct you and let you know that, oh, this is happening with your body, that is happening with your body, and they will not be body shaming you, right? They will just be trying to point and care about you. So basically, to do a summary of everything that I have said, the first thing is to know that a person's comment don't define you, right? You're worthy and you're whole, and people have opinions, and what they say about you do not determine who you are and what you can do. The second thing is to set boundaries and to let people know that you do not like a joke, or you know, just don't allow people to make certain comments around you. And the third thing is to make sure that you're not the one demeaning yourself or body shaming yourself, and you know, fight the urge to make comments that are not appealing. Fight the urge to make comments that are demeaning. So yeah, if this podcast has been helpful, we have come to the end of this beautiful episode. If it has been helpful to you, do me a favor, like this, subscribe, you know, take a pass at this episode that really got to you. Tweet about it, post it, and tag me. My Instagram and Twitter handles are at Ayompela, but also I'll link them in the description box of this podcast. Once again, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe, and leave your ratings and your reviews on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and I'll see you next time. Bye.